Blog Talk Radio.
Alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. We're going to make our two rakats, and we're going to go ahead and get started with the Azuma. And just a moment.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, I'm going to put myself on mute.
Okay. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you. Thank you. I'm like him.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar,
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Amen.
And let us pray to Allah all the time.
remember Allah in everything that we're doing. And we ask Allah to have mercy on us. Keep up our prayer. Bless us. Forgive us when we forget, fall into error. We ask Allah to save us. To give us the strength to do what we need to do in the life of this world. Fighting the cause of Allah. And we're seeking help from Allah. I thank Allah for guiding us through this Jummah. I had to look up to see if it was still raining because I said, where is everybody? I had a brother who was just joking around. And the brother said, it must be snowing. Come on. Nothing should keep us from the Jummah. Remembering Allah and obeying Allah, this is our strength. This is our strength. There's too much madness going on, too much hell, too much drama going on around us. There's too much hell going on all around us for us to neglect the only thing that's going to save us. The only thing that's going to save us is keeping our faith in Allah. And keeping our faith in the servant Muhammad, the prayer of peace be upon him, who is the most successful human being that ever lived. He is showing us how we are to obey Allah and showing us to keep going. Don't ever stop. Only thing that's going to save us is keeping faith in Allah, not Allah. You made a promise to Allah that you would do certain things for his blessing and his mercy, his forgiveness, his help. You promised when you took the Shahada that you saw something that proved to you in your heart or took a form in your mind that you could be saved. You could get help. And Allah in his mercy brought you to himself. And you took this promise that you would stay with that mercy. You would stay with that help. And Allah promised that for you pledging that you bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship, no one worthy of worship except Allah, that he will guide you and deliver you. Sayyahdihi wa yuslihu ba'lahum. Allah says he will guide you and improve your condition. And the believers know that their condition is being improved. So don't neglect Allah. Don't break your promise. Don't lie. Don't play with yourself and your time here. Sometimes we get a little confused and we forget that there's minutes going by, seconds going by. And one day they're going to stop. Where will you be? What condition will you be in? Allah said he'll make things happen all of a sudden when you least expect it. So don't play around like you in control of the time or the minute or the hour. They asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when is the hour? He said, no one knows the hour, not even me. That's what he said about himself. He could not control life or death. So brothers and sisters, let's be very serious about the life that we have. Even if you don't know how to be that serious about Allah, Allah says he knows he can look inside of you and see your intention and see what your true condition, the true condition of your heart is at any time. So let's be serious. Don't neglect ourselves. Don't play with ourselves. Don't be distracted. Don't be fooling around. You should be paying attention. You know what Shaitan is doing when he does that? He is making us forget about Allah. Like Allah is just really not that important. What I'm doing is important. I'm better than me. I don't have to submit. That's Shaitan's mentality. And he'll do it with little teeny ways and you don't even be paying attention like this. Oh, that's not a big deal if I miss my prayer. That's not a big deal if I don't really take what Allah said to me in that verse seriously. All through the Quran, are signs. We were talking about it on the way in. Miracle. You know, the ayat means sign. Ayat means miracle. Ayat means verse. That you should take very serious. This is the only way to get saved. Al-Islam is the real reality. Allah is the real reality. We don't worship statues. We don't worship people. We don't worship anything or anyone but Allah. I have to remind myself of that. And Allah knows the condition of your heart and your mind. He knows what state you're in. Even if you think you're getting weak, don't throw yourself away. Just say, oh, Allah, strengthen me. Oh, Allah, help me. Oh, Allah, save me. Oh, Allah, let me come back to you. Let me get more serious about my life. Show me the right way. Show me the reality, a better reality than I have. Show me a better reality than I have now about life, about how to serve you. You know, when you and your wife or your friends have a falling out and you want to return, maybe it's your cousin, one of your playmates, and you'll be looking for ways to satisfy that person so you can get back in touch with them and get back into the good graces, so to speak. Man, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Sometimes you might have to pay money or something, especially for the wife. And buy her more things, buy her some flowers. It's easy for them not to be satisfied with something. Take your kids and run off. You never see them again. Or go to the court system. I tell people, you not be calling no cops to your house. You think the cops are going to say, okay, sir, I'll straighten up. Don't do it no more. That same cop might blow your head off or cripple you for life. You sit in the wheelchair. And if all that came off of a little argument, something you wanted done, you just had to have it done, you disturbed your wife so bad that she got scared enough to call the police. How many people in that grave right now behind that cop? You calling the police is not a Muslim. You have no understanding. Allah says they are people without knowledge. You say, okay, I'll go to the supervisor and the chief there. He doesn't have knowledge. Well, I'll go to the judge. They have some knowledge, but most of them are the devil. You better believe it. Society is run by Allah says, why do not the rabbis and the doctors of law, and judges the doctor of law, got PhDs and stuff in his learning? And some of them, their fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, thousands of years ago, have been running societies around the world. You don't believe it. Their little children that's in the what we would consider to be the fifth or sixth grade age, some of them have like law degrees and history degrees. They know how to run in societies from thousands of years ago, and they still study the book and the outcomes of cases and situations and land disputes and all that stuff. So they're not what they call school that your children go to, or that these public schools. It's ridiculous. The people who run the world, that's what they want to do. They want to run the world. When Jesus came up against them 2,000 years ago, he looked at them and saw what they were doing. Guess what he said? He said, you're the children of the devil. He was sent to his own people, the children of Israel. And when Jesus found them not following what Prophet Musa alayhi salam put in the law for them to follow, thou shalt have no God before God, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, and all those things, and others. Those are the things they were doing. But they weren't doing it on a petty level, like a little sneak peek that pop your fist and steal your battery out of your car. They were doing it on the highest levels of so-called humanity, which is not humanity for them. These are the children of Adam who disobeyed. He's not even called the children of Adam. The prophet Esau called them the children of the devil. He said, you're like your father, the devil. He was a liar and a murderer from the beginning. And the things he did, you do the same thing. So these are the people who settle disputes and have stuff going on and manage society that we're living in right now. You don't think so. You would make a much better leader than the highest judges in this country with the Holy Quran. With the Holy Quran, the guidance of Allah, the very words of Allah that tells you exactly how to live life, you, the average one of you in here, will be a better leader than the highest so-called judges in this society. You better wake up before you are totally ruined. And I'm not using that word lightly. You come to the Juma, it might be 10 masjid, and it might be 10 people. One in each masjid for Juma. Because of our neglect. Allah said he destroyed people in the past because of their disobedience, because of their neglect, because of their rebellion. Then you can have more. Allah said, if you won't do what he asks you to do, he'll replace you with someone who will obey him. Who love and respect him as he should be respected. We need Allah. We do too many problems, got too many problems, got too many sins to neglect Allah, our Savior. The one who knows everything, sees you when you don't think anybody sees you. The one who knows you. He knows if you're sincere about seeking forgiveness against the things you do all the time. This society has a media that will teach you all of the things that Shaitan wants you to use to destroy yourself with. You better wake up. You're not walking around in a life of ease or innocent and not under attack. You are under the worst attack that ever existed. But we have the formula. Because of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of what Allah gave him, it is so strong that if you apply it to yourself, I'm talking into your mind, if you apply it to yourself, Shaitan can't get it. If you apply what the Prophet brought from Allah, Allah's own word, if you apply it to yourself, if you apply it in your life, if you live it to the best of your ability, Shaitan can't get it. What we have, brothers and sisters, in this culture called Islam is the only thing that can keep Shaitan down and hurt him. Why? Because there's nothing else coming. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam carried the final message, the completed message, the perfect message, no flaws in it, no mistakes. And you got it in the form of a book. Badly Kapsi Tabu Nah Rabafi Hurala Wotaki. But you got to believe. Aladina Vikminona Bil Gaidu Ayukimuna Asala Fatan Nava Zaksa Hum Yubiko. You got to believe, and you got to believe in a way where you're not waiting to see Allah. Them devils in the past, they said, let me see Allah, then we'll believe. But Allah says you are not believing correctly unless you believe that he's unseen. Part of the Ihsan is to believe in Allah as though you can see Allah. But the Prophet ﷺ said, even though you want to see Allah, you can't. But Allah sees you. Allah sees you. Allah sees all the way into you. Allah sees through you. You better quit playing and pretending to be a Muslim. Muslims don't even mean clothes. Muslims don't mean clothes. I can be buck naked and still be Muslim. Excuse me. Excuse me. I can have skinny jeans on and still be Muslim. Sister might not have a hijab on that day, but she's still Muslim in her heart. Being Muslim means submitting yourself to Allah. And when you know that what that means, then you'll go get those clothes. Then you'll straighten up. Then you'll do what you're supposed to do. You have a special responsibility. You are the only ones who can stand up as leaders in the world. Allah says he's made this whole world give it to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his followers. That's you and me. Allah gave it to you. Can you imagine on the day of justice? Allah asked you, why didn't you go ahead and get your fair? Why didn't you run things? Why didn't you tell the devil to go to hell? Why didn't you stay up? I made the earth manageable for you. The whole earth is manageable for us. The whole earth is manageable for us. The whole earth is manageable for you. You can shape your life. That's what I'm saying. You're the main earth you got access to. Some of us might be physically home. But the earth you have access to is your own self. And it's beautiful. Who in here is trying to throw himself away? Satan is trying to make people kill themselves physically. You give them drugs, they take it. His industries include alcohol, prostitution, all that food. Gambling. Allah said that's an abomination, and most people think it's cool. Give me that scratch off, man. I hope I win. Oh, Allah, let me stand up. You stupid. Allah said it's an abomination. Do not fall in love with the corruption. And he tells you all of what he wants you to stay away from, what to avoid. He tells it right in the Quran. This is how you think. I don't care if you can't read Arabic or speak Arabic. Only reason I'm talking to you in English is because we still hooked on the devil's language. Oh, you didn't know what the devil's language is? What is it? The criminals from Europe, England, America. They went over to Africa. I'm talking to some of you who just got it. But you might be my 25th or 30th cousin. Your gene will be found in my body. Because we're relatives. We're the oldest human beings on the planet. Why are you so black? Because you've been in that sun for all these eons. But we're talking the language of people who hate us. And they hate you because you're not them. I'm white. But what about your deeds? We're calling your deeds, though. I'm calling your spirit and your attitude. You hate people because they don't look like you or don't talk like you. Like I talk to the devil's language. And you tell me you don't want to learn no Arabic. That's not no people's language. That's a law's language. The Holy Quran. The Holy Quran. That's a law's language. You don't want to learn your Lord, your Creator's language? I don't care if you're from China, Czechoslovakia, I don't care where you come from. If you're reading the Holy Quran in Arabic, you're reading Allah's own words inside his miracles to you on how to live on this earth, how to manage this earth, how to be smarter than any judge walking the planet. So-called judge. Allah asked him in the Holy Quran, his Lord mercy on him. Allah asked him in the Holy Quran, why do not the judges, the doctors of law, some of the rabbis, people like that, humbly warn the world? I gave them instructions to warn the world. That's why I made Adam and gave him my own knowledge. It's Allah saying this to Adam, saying it to us. It's right in the Holy Quran. Don't be ashamed of being a Muslim. Don't be ashamed of being a servant of Allah. You're going to let the devil make you ashamed of being a servant. Oh, one of those Muslims. Why do y'all cover up like that? You're oppressing your women by making them cover up. No, you're saving your women by making them cover up or asking them to cover up. And they're taking it, making a good decision, a perfect decision to cover up. Because that same devil, wicked enslaver, will take their clothes off and give them babies. And be laughing about. Yeah, don't you see how the women from America are running around the world trying to marry the kings from other countries who are pagan? But the Shaitan has taught them to worship idols. That the idols are European gods and the idols. That's it. So that in their mind, they think that they're doing right by obeying the Europeans. I don't hate Europeans. I hate the kind of stuff they were doing to people and still doing to people. I hate that. Allah tells us to hate wrongdoers and wrongdoing. I hope you're ready. Yeah, I'm ready. It ain't coming on no AK. I'm ready to save myself by submitting to Allah. That's how you get ready. I'm ready to make my salat. I'm ready to pay my charity and help bring people up in the society. Some of these people out here haven't had a shower in a year. In this rich city, they can put showers on every corner. They got liquor stores on every corner. They got drugs on every corner. Yeah, they let that happen. Prostitutes everywhere, they let that happen. They won't use the media to warn people against corruption. They said of 100,000 people a year, this past year, it was over 100,000. Last year, 100,000, 90-something thousand. People die from drug overdose. Fentanyl is the main culprit there. Fentanyl, they got meth, heroin, all these things to collapse you, bring you down. Don't be afraid to tell people about these things. Tell them what you hear again. For the people who come to the Juman are missioned by Allah and try to be obedient to Allah to warn you. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not here on a warner to warn you about Shaitan and to expose Shaitan. That's what we're talking about today. If you're really an agent of Allah, who did that be? On the earth, you're an agent of Allah on earth. You are the agent of Allah on your own earth and the earth around you to warn other people. You speak it out of your mouth and it goes to the ears of Allah Creator, and they're supposed to hear what you say. But if you don't say it, they don't hear. Don't worry, Allah got angels protecting you. If you fear and death, don't worry about it. We're all going to die. Every single one of us. But if you come back to Allah with a deed, a scale heavy and good deed, oh man, you're going to be happy for us. I was praying to Allah and I said, oh Allah, you know I need a good woman. Oh Allah, you know I need a good woman. And all of a sudden I looked around and I said, well, if you go out here and put some work in, break some of this crux off of these people, wash them up, clean them up, talk to them about Islam. See, the cleanliness and the wash is in our being. What made you better will make them better because they're human beings. All of a sudden, here they come. 2, 3, 4. I want to be a Muslim. My brother's a Muslim. My cousin's a Muslim. My mama's a Muslim. And you, as a Muslim, you're not allowed to say, oh, you ain't no Muslim. Get away from me. Allah said in the Holy Quran, there was a time when you weren't a Muslim either. You weren't obeying either. You do sins too. But here's the things that Allah wants you to stay away from, and here's the things that Allah wants you to do. Halal and haram. Stay away from the fitna. وَيَحْفُرُ مِلْتَهُمْدِ وَيُؤْمَنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ يَسْتَرْفِكَ بِالْفُلِ وَشِرْهُبْكَ. So stay away from the evil and accept what Allah says. Do the good and stay away from the bad, the evil, and believe in Allah. If you do that, you will grow. Don't think you're not going to grow. You will grow. Allah said he has promised to make you grow. Promised to not only make you grow and develop, not only to guide you, not only to protect you, but he has also promised to establish you. Don't think that Allah won't keep his word. I was speaking about the brothers who just came over here 300-400 years ago. They didn't know anything about Islam. I hope I can get this from you. Here we go. 700 years ago in Ghana, I think it was about 700 years now. They didn't know nothing about Allah. But believers who really believed spoke Allah's word, went out into the atmosphere, went into people's heads, and they started believing in Allah. Said, yeah, I see what you're talking about. I see the signs of Allah. I witnessed. I saw Allah. I said, what should I do? I accepted from Muhammad. I said, what should I do to Muhammad or Rasulullah? And that's how, why I'm here now and been listening for hundreds of years. Ask some of the brothers who got on Sierra Leone. You know, they went after me. I was talking to some women before yesterday. They're from Senegal, Gambia, and another country. And when Columbus, you know, the one that Columbus sailed the Horse of Blue in 1492, they stole the wool off out of Senegal and took them down to what is called now Haiti. At that time, I think it was called a Spanish controller. It was called Santo Domingo or something. And they didn't realize it, but they were stealing learned Muslims. The average Muslim, the average one of us, if you read the Holy Quran and you obey what Allah has in it, you will realize you are forbidden to make anybody your Lord except Allah. So when Columbus and his son, Diego, I think his name was, decided they was going to go down to Santo Domingo, which is now called Haiti, because it came here and went to the French. The sheikhs, the imams, and the believers put a butt whooping on them. Put a butt whooping on them. We're going to get these people. We're going to get these black thorns up. We were stealing wool of Muslims. You were stealing servants of Allah. You were stealing people who got the patience of Ramadan in them. This is around 1400. And that they had been Muslims for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years already. But you were stealing Muslims. You were stealing learned Muslims, people who had been serious about the Quran for hundreds of years. And after Diego, don't go to hell soccer, that's where he is. Don't ask Columbus and Diego for them to help out. They're going to be if they want to get a lot of them are going to be in the bottom of hell. And they would tell you, yeah, those Muslims put a butt whooping on us. They burned the Diego's sugar plantation. They took them to grow sugar cane. They burned us up and ran into the mountain. Yeah, that happened before the revolution or whatever they call it, slave uprising. That happened before the one you hear about when they declared in 1804 that Haiti, that the black people in Haiti were free. But before that, 300 years earlier, the Muslims led the first successful rebellion of the Africans in the so-called New World. That's right. That's why they don't want the Haitians in here now. Because the French found out the same thing. You can't take Muslims and make them slaves easily. Especially when they got good leaders. And that's who you're supposed to be. That's who you're supposed to be. Nobody care about you having sin. The law says don't judge yourself because you're not able or you're not qualified to be a lord. You're not qualified to be the judge and the deliverer of the whole world. You're not qualified to send people to hell. You like the problem? She's different. Allah told me to cry, you're only responsible for yourself. Do it. Look around the community and find somebody that spit, some other group or something that's fit to be your leader as a Muslim. Don't make me throw up. You are the leader, and you got to accept that responsibility, that obligation, that duty, or you're going to be destroyed. You have the power to sit Shaitan down, and that's what we're talking about today, interrupting Shaitan's so-called life. But one day, he's going to bear witness. He's going to say, I had no power over you. I only could suggest to you. I only could use the media on you. I only could use drugs on you. I only could use lies on you. And you've been into it. Ha, ha, ha. Something to that effect. He'll say, I had no power or authority over you. He said, I only called you with my whispers. You watch this shit. I only called you with my whispers. The ones outside of you and two watch me too. The ones inside of you. And you believe it. He said, don't blame me. Blame your own soul. Because guess what? This Shaitan talk. I fear Allah. He's going to leave you another. He's going to leave you. And it's followed. When people are walking around you and they're not talking about Allah and they still want to give you guidance, you should say to yourself, okay, I won't be rude to him and blow him out. But you don't know what he's talking about. Turn on the TV at any time. Look at some of the movies. Listen to the judges in the court, and you'll see they don't know what they're doing. If you let wrongdoers lead you, oh, you're going to get a whoop. You're going to get in trouble, brothers and sisters, by letting these wrongdoers make you think that the poison doctrine that they're disseminating and putting all over the place make you think that it's better than what Allah is giving you an outcome. Our time is coming soon. Our time is coming soon. I'm talking about the death to be judged. Coming soon. Allah says he's giving you two angels. One of them drives and one of them keeps right. Everything you do. Not a word do you say, but there are angels with you ready to know what's going on with you. So you won't be able to lie. Allah says, bring his record. And the angel says, I got it right here. So fear Allah as much as you can. That's what the Quran says. Fear Allah as much as you can. Listen and obey. You heard the old saying, listen and learn. Listen and learn. Everything in the environment, everything in the atmosphere is a sound. Allah has given us the best sound and the sounds that are totally qualified to lead us and help us grow and develop and to purify us. That's why we read the Holy Quran. We chant it like a song. Sometimes you see people rocking back and forth reading the Quran. The whole community reads the Quran in Ramadan. Because those are the best sounds for your soul. These are the sounds that will bring you back to your Lord. The Quran is so powerful that it will ask Allah to forgive you for your sin. If you are a friend of the Quran. We can't neglect the Quran and sit it on the shelf. Never read it. Don't obey it. Don't say it in the prayer. Every word you have to say that you say in the prayer, every verse comes from the Quran. Every verse that you say in your salah comes from the Quran. If you don't include the Quran in your verses, if you don't use the Quranic verses in your salah, your prayers are zero. No good. I hope you hear what I'm saying. I don't want that to happen. So I can be full of sin, but I keep on making my prayers go. Ask Allah to forgive me. Allah said he'll judge you by the best of what you have done and pass by your ill deeds. Isn't that beautiful? He'll judge you by the best of what you have done. He'll overlook your good, your ill deeds, your bad deeds, is what I'm saying. That's what Allah did for you. And Allah will say, if you just work for him, go and give somebody a business card or something, Quran or Arabic or put your name on it and tell them, I am a Muslim. Put your name as well. Call this number if you want to know something. Here's what Allah master is. Whatever. Newspaper, it doesn't matter. Because you have 2.5% of your annual income that you're supposed to be using. Either money or maybe you're a farmer. You bring 2.5% of your crop and give it away to the market. Maybe you're a builder. You build somebody the equivalent of 2.5% of your annual income and you build them a house or something. Maybe you're a mechanic and you fix carpet. And you give 2.5% of your annual income in the form of hanging up 10 or 20 cars or whatever. Wake up. If you got a brain, you got the best brain on the planet. Use Allah's own knowledge. Not be thinking and dreaming and imagining. Read the Holy Quran. It will develop your thinking. Develop your imagination. Develop your thinking. That's what the Quran will do for you. You could be the biggest dummy in the world, but if you can read and you keep reading the Quran, or if you sit with somebody who recites the Quran, and you understand what he's talking about, it's going to develop you. That's what Allah will do. Adam knew nothing. Adam was made out of the dead earth. And then Allah gave Adam Allah's own word. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And because Allah gave Adam Allah's own word, Adam learned all kinds of things to do. He learned how to manage the earth. The earth, Allah made it manageable for him. And so as a result, here's these billions of people. All of them said to Adam. That's where you come from. No, but the so-called, they're not even real Christians. They're liars on Jesus, peace be upon them. They lie on him. And they say that he's a son of blah, 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 so he's so special. You tell him, I'm the son of Adam, and I'm so special. My father had Adam, didn't have a mother, and didn't have a father. Allah said, Kun, fire Kun. And here we are. Every one of you want to live a long time. I'm desired of it. That's it. Allah likes our Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, let us never forget that we need forgiveness. Never forget that you need mercy. Never forget that you need help, that you need strength, that you need power, that you need to be cleaned up, you need purity, you need to be purified. You need mercy, you need guidance, you need food, you need strength. You need so much of everything, how could you not go to the one who's got everything? Allah's got everything you need and more. I was reading yesterday how you can take an Olympic swimming pool and, you know, fit this out of a building. Olympic-sized swimming pool. 13 Olympic-sized swimming pools. An Olympic-sized swimming pool holds about 660,000 gallons of water. 13 of those can drown everybody on the planet. Can drown everybody on the planet. It only takes a few foot of water to drown. Did they catch a criminal? I don't condone torturing people. They catch a criminal and tie him up and hold his head where he can't move and pour a teaspoon of water down his throat. One is nostril, and he gets into his lung. Goodbye. I don't know which is worse. Have your head chopped off or stoned to death or have somebody pour some water down your nose. You're going to be gone. Let us wake up and thank Allah for his guidance. People go out to the water. Oh, I can do this to the water. Oh, here's in the mythology, here's Neptune. He's the god of the water. They're so stupid. Don't believe these mythology people. These cartoons. They're a cartoon. They have degraded themselves until they are a cartoon. That's what you're looking at when you see a white man. I'm not talking about his color. I'm talking about his behavior. You don't give everybody fentanyl. What kind of creature are you then? You're not real, not a human. So what are you, an animal? Not an animal back like that. So you're a beast then. You're a cartoon. You're a joke when it comes to comparing you to a human being. Time to wake up. You accept to be a Muslim? You accept to speak up and say the words that Allah told us to say? Or you just go hide among these slaves, these wrongdoers, and these slave makers. You go hide among them and pretend you're not a Muslim. Did you say your name was Abdul? My name is Ralph. You're afraid? You're going to deny Allah? Allah said, do you remember him? This is the day of judgment. If you remember me, I'll remember you. Can you imagine getting to Allah and he said, I don't know you. But you made me, y'all. Oh, now I made you, huh? No, go to hell. Go to hell and eat that corruption, that rotten from the wound. People bleed and they rot. Some of you who visited some African countries, you see how they kill people, leave out the sun or dead animal or something. And rot a lot in the Holy Quran, they're going to make the wrongdoers eat that. And you talk about your brother, disrespect your brother, always running your mouth about another Muslim, instead of seeing the fault and the evil of Satan all around you, say that you are like eating the flesh of your dead brother. Stop it.
and practice what Allah said.
Alhamdulillah, we didn't do a whole, I didn't do a good job of talking about interrupting Shaitan, but I guarantee if you live like we were talking about today, some of the things we were talking about, if you avoid turning yourself over to these wrongdoers, if you avoid trying to grab and snatch and grab everything they got that they say in glory, they're going to deny the signs of Allah and then try to hold up money in front of you or hold up gambling, drugs, alcohol, all of that gets popularity, all of that never gets questioned, all of that corruption never gets questioned. You're denying the signs of Allah. You're denying that you're a Muslim with the obligation to call the world to Allah. We're almost there. We're going to be in it just a second. Allah said he's calling the whole world. Allah called you to the house of peace. That is not, that's our religion, peace. Allah calling you to the peace, to the order, peace of mind, order in your head. Dignified leadership, strength and power. Yes. With the Quran, one of the verses of the Quran says, it is the Imam. The Quran is the leadership. It's the Imam. So if you put the Imam inside your head, inside your life, now you are something of the Imam. It says Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a Quran walker. If you wanted to follow, I should speak something of that in you. Don't let these people frighten you. Don't be afraid of them. Don't be afraid to bow. Don't be afraid to fast in Ramadan. Don't be afraid to read the whole Quran. Learn the best and the highest language in creation. That's Allah's own word. Don't be afraid to be identified with the Father, the Hajj. What are y'all doing when y'all go over there? Well, I know what we're doing. And one of the things we do when we get over there, we throw them stones at the Shaitan. We're throwing stones at the Shaitan. We're throwing truth against the dead. We're throwing verses of the Quran against the dead. And we should do that right here. And trust me, you're going to have some people say, oh, when you tell them the truth. Oh! And Allah said in the Quran 26, the verse says, when you recite the signs of Allah to them, you will know there's a denial on their face. Oh! It's the Quran and Lady Hada. Give me another verse. Give me another something to listen to. I don't want to hear what you just said. Don't be telling me that. I can gamble all I want. I can drink all I want. I can hold all I want. Be careful. So we're going to end the Quran, end the Jumu'ah today with something from the Quran. And the thing that I want to tell you from the Quran is keep practicing it. Keep believing in it. Learn the Arabic. Learn the Arabic. Get away from the English and the Spanish and learn those. But get away from putting that stuff ahead of Allah's language and the duty to learn what Allah says to you and all this Allah. One of the reasons that you want to do that is not only because that's what Allah commanded you to do, but the Quran, the Arabic has a healing in it. Shifa'un, it's a healing. That book has words that will correct your mind so you won't have as much mental illness as you see all around. If we're talking to them in an emphatic manner, in a serious manner, we're the real entity that Allah has established on this earth to keep it in order. So you are his agents, his inheriting agents. You inherit the knowledge from Allah and you share it with the whole world like you mean it. You know what's going to happen to you? You're going to be living the life of a martyr. And you won't be at peace forever. Allah says in this life you can have four wives. In the hereafter, you have more than that. You read that? They make fun of it. Oh, he only has 70 virgins. Yeah. Allah gives you 70 virgins. If you can get 40 that will have right in this life, you'll be happy. I know I've had more than one wife. But in the hereafter, you're going to be happy forever. Let me spend some time with it. Okay. She ain't gonna get jealous. And it'd be so beautiful. The light shines through the marrow of the light of purity and beauty. A woman. The that wants to be your mate. Forever they'll be around you. And Prophet Muhammad said, the light of Allah, the blessedness, the holiness, the purity, shines through the marrow of their bones. So they sin. That there.
Allahu Akbar.
See, that's hard to believe. But Mickey Mouse, he can be believed, huh? Holy crap. So may Allah have mercy for us.
Give us our sin and bless us, strengthen us, and show us the right way. Let us be real men. Let us be people who can think. Because there's males everywhere, but if you can't think, you're not a man. You're not a thinking man.
We ask Allah for his guidance and his holiness. We ask Allah for his protection. We ask Allah to send angels around us that will pray for us, to guide us and guard us, and respect us and love us and protect us. We ask Allah to let us be people who will always obey him. Let us be people who follow the path of Prophet Muhammad, the prayer of the people. Let us be those who speak the light of the Holy Quran in us forever. Let us be those who fear Allah and who don't want to lose the blessings and the mercy and the help and the guidance and the love of Allah. We ask Allah to bless us to be those who have children that will listen, that have children that will turn away from this world and who will follow in the path for the us, the righteous Muslims who are obeying Allah and who are following Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna Allahu wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alaihi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli 'ala Muhammad wa 'ala ali Muhammad. Wa salli 'ala ayyi ma'alaikum. Inna ka'ani wa dhikr. Allahumma barik 'ala Muhammad wa 'ala ali Muhammad. Wa zara 'ala ayyi ma'alaikum. Wa 'ala ayyi ربنا اعطنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وسهل أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين عيون واجعل مستقيم إمامنا. ربنا هب لنا ربنا give us good in this world and good in the hereafter.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Close together, make your line straight. We're bound to Allah, only this is the last of you, Mo. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. I am not to be a him when I do. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-lazina an'amta alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا ضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض وما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
We have a few announcements. Brother Shane, you want to come and give we have a few Holy Qurans that you can give out if you like. And we want to make a dua for those who passed on and for those who are here.
Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters in the Blog Talk Radio, we really appreciate your support, ongoing support of Brother Muhammad, Brother Amin Muhammad. We really appreciate you. We're here at the Masjid Salam in Los Angeles, California. If you need to get in touch with us, please send your email everyone, please send your email address to 310-925-3945, and then we'll in a text, and then we'll send a copy of the khutbah back to you. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.